I needed that this morning. A nice crisp slap to the buttocks. Not to the buttocks, just to... Anyway, welcome to the show.
Is that how we're actually going to start the episode?
Yeah, there we go. We're in. Brothers Uncovered. How are ya?
I think I potentially have tonsillitis.
From?
Because of that stupid MBE last week.
Oh, grow up.
Right, so I had to lick a lolly that had been dropped on the floor. That was the challenge. Yeah. That was it. I then watched the footage of what you guys considered dropping it on the floor.
Yeah.
You rubbed it on a bin. You dropped it so hard on the floor at one point that it cracked. You put it in soil. Mm-hmm. You then rubbed it on the bathroom floor and then along a toilet.
Welcome to the pod, Jules. Well done for finally doing an MBE. Yeah. You've been here, what, 18 times? You've finally done one.
Sorry,
well done.
Can I just clarify something?
Yeah. Go on.
I've got a tattoo! Yeah. I'm glad you remember. Yeah, I know as well because it's on my flesh forever. It's with me forever. I have done MBEs. I've had to massage this. I wouldn't even say his feet. I've had to massage his claws that you made me rub his feet. You just have to get oil out of your bag.
You barely touched them.
Okay. Yeah, why? Yeah. First of all, let's clear this up as well. Why do you just have oil to hand in your bag?
Because I get dry hands.
You've never had a moisturiser. You freak.
I don't use cream and moisturiser. I use coconut oil that you cook with.
Oh, yeah, this guy's
you're so weird, man.
Wait. I use, instead of cream on my face and my hair and my skin, I use coconut oil.
And no, the funny thing is, I actually get it because I know it's actually great for you and you can use it for all those things. But this is it.
Why are you a chocolate Labrador trying to get a healthy coat? Why are you rubbing coconut oil all over yourself? No one's rubbing raw coconut oil all over themselves.
Chocolate lab is wild.
That's what you're trying to do.
I'll tell you what is funny. When I use it, because on the front, where it is coconut oil, it's got like calories and fat and carbs. So like, I look at the cooking calories.
Well, you're doing your macros on your skin intake.
No, not on my skin intake. I'm just trying to say that it's funny that I can see the calories.
And he looks so shiny.
Yeah. It has to settle down after I've done it.
For 4 hours.
Wait, but when you use it, you can't say hello to anyone for at least a good hour or two.
Yeah, because you touch them, they're going to think you're a flipping weirdo. I could have maybe said something a little bit dodgy.
What was you going to say?
I don't want to say.
Did he?
Okay, and that is what we was trying to avoid.
Oh, was it? That's what you was alluding to.
I was actively trying to avoid.
Oh, we've done it now. We've said it. I'll rip the plaster off. Done.
Did you just call me Diddy?
No, because of the oily self. Not because...
Can we just stop?
Sorry.
Let's move on. All right. Let's move on.
Not other promiscuous activities.
Quickly.
Let's move back. Firstly, right, listen to these comments, right? Joel, that last bit with Jordan licking the lolly was the best moment ever on the show. I was crying with laughter. Jordan will start a riot if he gets next week's MBE as well.
Yeah, Joel, you're right. I will smash this room up, apart from the painting. That's staying safe.
It's a painting at a stretch. What do you mean at a stretch?
It's a one of one. It's art. It's actually one of two, because that's split into two halves, but they wouldn't let me put the other half up.
Did you pay for that?
I'm pretty sure I did. Jamie Brindley, great artist, done stuff for me. Deji, KSI as well. Logan Paul. Okay, let's move on.
All right, sorry. And that's why it's there. That Jude got half price on that. he's been waiting for a shout out on the pod. And
leave Jamie alone. Great artist. Thank you, mate.
Next one from Sam. I will forever remember Jude spitting at the end of the lolly challenge and sitting there with half the spit still in his beard. LOL, massive ick.
What did I say before we started this episode? Who said that?
Sam.
Sam, you can shut up, right? Because it's not my fault. It's these snakes.
Here we go.
What did I say? Just before we started this episode, I said, I'm sick and tired of every week something ending up hanging out my nose or flipping beard, and no one tells me because you're all saying that if it's a bit of dry skin or whatever. I actually had Perry check the inside of my nose to make sure that there was nothing there.
It's not our fault. We didn't ask you to spit on yourself.
It's true. You're a dribbler, though. Jules a proper... Did you know that? Jules a proper dribbler.
I think it's the veneers.
Is it? Do you think it's since that?
I don't know what I got about that.
Do you think it is since that?
It's since the veneers, yeah.
Really? I've actually never met anyone that just dribbles.
He just dribbles?
He just dribbles. And sometimes he'll chat and he just like slob out his mouth.
So would you say...
I literally don't do that.
Would you say that since veneers you've just got less mouth control?
Okay, guys. I just feel like I hold a coat in every week.
No, you don't.
I get brolos attacking me about not doing MBEs, even though I clearly had the worst one. There was a comment as well that someone said, Jordan's clearly had the worst MBEs.
Oh, yeah, who was that? You?
No, it wasn't me.
It was actually a pause.
I'll spend 20 minutes looking through the comments if you want.
Well, we'll end the pod right now. Adam, it's about time Jordan finally did one, and even then, the lollipop was questionable.
What do you mean? How was the lollipop questionable? The lollipop was against my tongue for an obscene amount of time when it had been on the toilet.
And then he goes on to say that I think Jordan should do them for the next 2 weeks.
Okay. I think I'm going to punch Adam in the nuts and not feel a way about it.
Oh, God.
No, Adam doesn't exist. All right.
Okay, well, he doesn't exist. Adam.
But we are going to manifest it this week. You're doing another one.
Okay, do you know what I can't wait for? When it lands on one of you two, and one of you two have to do the MBE, oh my gosh, and I hope it's, I don't know, let Jordan slap you as hard as he can in the face, because I'll do it.
Can I just chuck something out there? Mm. How about this? Everyone feeling fruity today? Yeah?
In what sense?
If we do double or nothing, whoever it lands on this week does too. Put your teeth away, yeah.
Oh, don't do that if it is.
Big up to Kalish, Kiss Dental as well, actually.
No, shut up.
Just giving everyone a shout.
From where?
Free stuff. Kiss Dental, his name's Kalish, great guy. So, Kiss. Kiss Dental, like the radio show.
Hey.
And that is just a coincidence. Didn't even plan that.
Wait, yeah. Double or nothing, yeah, on the wheel.
Can I just ask why?
Just because it's going to be jeweled.
Well, then no. Obviously not.
No, because I'm manifesting it. I'm telling you now, it's going to be you.
Okay, well then, no then. Obviously, like, you're not helping your case. Then no. No, that's
all right,
not
so not double or nothing.
No.
I think we'll keep it as secret.
Yeah, well, let's just...
just in case.
All right, fine. I'm that confident it's going to be you again this
okay,
week.
We'll
I can feel it.
Okay. We really didn't let that land.
Is it because I got a great idea? Yeah, shut up, Ash.
I'm so sorry. I just got nervous myself. I won't lie. I really put myself
first. Yeah, I thought you were going to be like...
And I hear it.
I thought you were going to be on the energy. No. But no, you just shut me down.
I'm so sorry. No.
Right, should we do our oath?
Yeah, let's get into it.
In three, two...
We swear on Perry's life that we shall answer every would you rather question with complete honesty, even when it questions our morals or sanity.
Question. Who do you think had it worse? Me, having to lick that lolly that had been in soil, the bathroom floor, the bin, the toilet, the general office floor.
Wasn't in the toilet.
Okay, not
and
in the toilet.
And it wasn't soil, it was potty mix,
potty, yeah. Whatever it was. Who had it worse? Me having to lick that lolly or Vicky Patterson letting that dog lick inside her mouth?
Gosh.
Right, let me just chuck this out there right now. We love you, Vicky Patterson. All right, we love her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, she's a good friend of ours. Always got time for her.
But now he's about to slag you off.
No. No.
Is what he's saying.
No, I'm saying that. That dog lick was passionate.
No, it was.
That dog, that dog wore Vicky's face like a mask for about 10 seconds. Snout first.
What's the context? I've only seen short clip.
I think it's like some, like a pet food brand. And they're discussing their dogs. They're talking about dogs. And she's like, oh, she's just playing with her dog. And bang, like, she's like, and she just puts, no one else uses that, do they?
Well, they're definitely not now because I can see your remnants on, oh, don't.
That was weird
it.
As well.
Right.
Actually.
Right,
so I was just trying to get the spit off.
You just please someone clip that, yeah, and just
please
post
don't.
It everywhere.
But
because,
I've got kids.
But do me a favor, just
I've
link,
actually got
just,
kids
just
and
mash
I don't
that all up. You know what to do.
But listen,
I'll tell you what, does Vicky Patterson have a podcast so she can chat about George sucking off a mic? Because that's what I'd like the
please,
flip on
no,
this.
No, I'm actually asking this. Can we please not? Because I've got kids.
What do you mean?
And one day they'll be in school and someone's gonna show them a clip of their dad.
Internet, you know what to do.
Please don't.
Yeah. Get it.
Internet, show some compassion. Let's
divert it then, go on.
Yeah, let's turn it back onto Vicky. Let's talk about Vicky and her Labrador loving.
No, she goes, do you know what it is? It's because when I see the clip, the dog feels like it's trying to lick her face and she almost guides it into her mouth.
She does.
So she's like, no, she kind of moves around.
It's like someone's got Vicky ready. She's like, she's like
and
she's
the,
trying to catch
then
the dog's
and then
tongue.
The dog starts licking in her mouth, but she doesn't do anything but stare forward.
Yeah, she looks like a boa constrictor eating its meal. She's there like, like,
and you can just hear. It's awful. Wow, what a good sound effect.
Awful sound
oh
effect.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
This is already off the rails.
Yeah.
So this is meant.
But seriously, because when the dog pulls away, you see like a little bit of spit come out and everything.
Is it the dogs or hers?
That's the question.
See, that's cool. But that means there's a close bond, and that's one thing I do like.
Yeah,
about
I will
it.
Say this as well, just about this subject. Obviously, I saw a lot of people like, grilling her on socials, like in the comments. Half of those people, I'm like, look, I hear it. You're probably not dog people. You think it's gross. Even if you're a dog person, it's too much for you. There are some people who are giving her rubbish in the comments, like, yeah, I always thought this was weird.
You've
defo been lips at your dog. Like, I can tell. People just lying and jumping on the bandwagon, giving her grief.
Right, let me put it like this, right? I'm a dog. I feel like we're all dog people. All dog people. George's got 17 chihuahuas, cool. Obviously. Barry, I've got Clay, whatever, right? I've had dogs.
Okay,
all
so
dogs
why do I
life.
Just get, what, my dogs don't get their names?
Yes.
Because you've got too many. My dogs don't get their names.
Do you know what?
He's got chihuahuas. And there's Barry, beautiful, I've got Clay.
But you're at that point now where you've got so many dogs, you don't really...
What's the point of naming them?
Yeah.
What do you mean? It's why true. Am I always getting cooked?
It's like when people have chickens.
Well, I'd like to... It's not like that. It's not like when people
have chickens.
People have chickens. Well, I would like you to apologise to
one minute.
Binky, Pablo.
I'll be real. I don't even know all your dog's names.
I just said them go.
Binky?
Yeah.
Oh, I know Pablo because he's bit me 3 times.
Yeah, Pablo don't like you.
Oh, Elmo.
Yeah. Elmo's the original. He's 10 years old.
Yeah, Elmo.
The last one from Serbia.
Oh, yeah.
Rescued her from Serbia.
That's not a chihuahua either.
Yeah, she is more like werewolf. She actually looks like, you know the werewolves in Harry Potter? Like the skinny ones, like the malnutrition ones. That's what that's what she looks like.
She's fucked. She's fucked.
Guys.
No.
She is.
Would you let her lick you better?
Fuck no. No way.
There's no argument to say that she should have stayed in Serbia.
She's a bit skittish. She's meant to be a chihuahua, but she's probably about the size of Pell's chair. She's quite big for a chihuahua.
She's lovely though, Clover. She's a bit
wary of people. She had a tough time in Serbia until she got adopted.
Yeah,
so
it's good you brought her over.
But she's beautiful.
Well done.
Thank you.
Anyway, too many dogs to name, right? So
too many
dogs to name. We're all dog people. We love dogs, right? I've been there before. Pay a lot of money, like, to look after your dog and try and do your best for him. Take you guys. I'd go into debt to save your life. I'd maybe even put my own life at risk to save your life.
Yeah.
I would not let you lick the inside of my mouth.
Why?
Why wouldn't I let you lick the inside of my mouth?
Sorry, you've lost me partway through here. Why are you now talking about us and not dog?
Let me explain. I'm trying to bring home that I don't really separate the love for my dogs for like the love for my family or friends, right? So dogs are like,
okay.
Yeah, but then you wouldn't sit there and stroke me. You'd sit there with Clay laying on your lap and go, good boy. You wouldn't do that to me.
So well, it depends.
Would you? It depends on what.
Or if you said to me, Ash, I've got a tight muscle. Could you massage it?
Dogs are all going to go, oh, you're right, Ash, pull me hamstring. You're just stroking because you want to stroke. Dogs and people
are
different.
You know what I'm trying to say, right? Okay. I'd go out of my way for family members, right? Kissing a dog, like you kiss a person, yeah?
Yeah.
But letting anything lick the inside of your mouth is nuts.
I mean, I don't know. Technically, people, they do that, don't they? But when you're French kissing someone,
yeah,
it is tongue in
the French
you're
kind.
What?
The French kind.
French kissing. Yeah, snogging, whatever you want to call it.
Snogging.
Yeah, I've said about 57 right now. When you're chugging someone. You know what I mean? Like, you are when, technically.
When you're French kissing. Oh, no, sorry. Snogging.
Well, what do you want me to say? When you're necking on with someone. Like, what do you want me to say? Like, that is technically just licking inside someone's mouth.
No, it's not.
What is it then? You're just rubbing tongues.
1 minute. Jordan, don't compare.
No, but
if that's how you kiss someone, yeah, then there's a big problem.
Unless someone goes, lick inside my mouth. But what I'm saying is that technically what you're doing is.
Practice kissing growing up?
Practice kissing?
Yeah.
I don't think I did.
Did you?
Did you?
No. Wait, I'm not shying away.
How would you say practice? How did you practice?
There's a few methods.
Okay.
The obvious one is the mirror.
You kiss the mirror.
You kiss the mirror. Like, you just like, you lean into the mirror. Also, quite hard when you've got glasses. Really stops.
Can't quite get the depth.
Also, the first thing I can't remember the kid's name. I think it was Michael when in primary school with him.
Yeah.
He told me, if you curl over your tongue and you rub it against each other, it can feel like you're kissing someone.
So you rub your tongue against your own
tongue? Yeah, I won't lick his tongue.
Yes,
no, not Michael's tongue. Michael gave me the advice. And if you roll your own tongue over and then kind of give it a gentle massage,
but
close your eyes,
nothing like kissing.
Yeah, but I didn't know that. I'd never kiss anyone, had I?
He's got a point.
So you're not practicing kissing, you're trying to kiss yourself?
Yeah, because I need to know what it feels like.
Okay. Is there any other methods? Or is it true people not do that and like kiss their hand?
No, I didn't do that.
Yeah, me neither.
That's why I'm a pro, anyway.
Okay.
Right.
Hang on, do you remember your first kiss?
Yeah, I do actually. Yeah. it was at a house party.
It's my guy, listen. This is my favourite story of all time.
What?
I was like, no.
It's like a scene from The In-Between Us.
There's two moments. Okay. There's actually these two stories actually with the same girl. I'm actually right.
Same girl. Were they years apart? A couple years apart?
They're a couple years apart. Uh-huh. The first time I kissed someone, I was 16 years old. Right, so I'm at this house party. I'm older than everyone. Everyone had kind of like, what they would say, get on each other at that point.
Yeah.
And I was like, obviously I wanted to kiss someone. I thought, this could be my moment. This random girl just pulled me in, gave me a kiss. And I thought, well, that's great. So I said, okay, 2 seconds, I'll be back. Because obviously I'm freaking out. So I went back into the house, queued up for the toilet, which I queued for about 15 minutes to get in, just trying to keep my cool. And then once I got in and I closed the door, the second I locked it, I just went, yes, like that. And I went like that. And I didn't even go for a wee. I didn't need to. I just went, yes. I went to the bathroom. I left her after she kissed me. She engaged in some activity. I left her for 20 minutes to go and congratulate myself. Yeah.
Oh, I love that story.
Oh, then there's a part two.
That is brilliant.
I'm now at this point about, 18? I think I'm about 18, 19 years old. I'm now cool enough to drive.
Yeah.
And there's a house party. And I'm like, cool. I get to pull up in my nice new car. I thought, this is fantastic. Go into the party. The same girl's there. And I thought, I've actually not kissed anyone since. Also like that kind of level. So I thought, I'm going to get another kiss again.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're dancing. She's there. Eye contact kind of dances over to me. She grabs my hand, right? Pushes my fingers down. Proceeds to put said finger in her mouth. Yeah. Give it like a little suck off motion. Right? Right? To which I freeze. I think, Jesus Christ, this is insane. Can you believe this is happening to me? Finger comes out, and guess what I say? Two secs. And I'll go through the house, out the front door, get in my car and go home. I went home. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what to do.
Oh, my God.
I did not know what to do, man.
The best story that she's like, she's finger gone. Like that, you went, 2 minutes. He got in his car and left.
I left, man. I had to.
You know, he got home and his mum went, what's an early night? Yeah, just thought it was rubbish.
do you know what's crazy about that story, yeah?
Go on.
If you remember Pell at that age when he first started driving, he also wasn't big enough, so he had to sit on a pillow.
Yeah, you had to sit on a pillow.
I got pulled over because people thought I'd stolen the car. Like, I was legit too young.
You literally had to sit on two pillows just to be above the steering wheel.
That's crazy, isn't it? That's
one of the best stories about you.
I know. I'm not sure how we got there from first kiss.
We got there because of the dog licking your mouth, right? So essentially, I'm a dog person. Mm. I think it's wild. You guys don't think it's that bad.
No, I think it's, listen, don't get me wrong. I think it's really not for me.
Yeah.
But I think everybody acting like nobody has, or I've seen people kiss their dogs. Maybe not quite as extreme.
I kiss my dog all the time.
Yeah, no? give it a kiss and stuff.
No, I let him lick
in the mouth.
No, like, do you let him lick your face?
Do you know what? I used to, but then one of my dogs, she's got an obsession. I see her trying to eat poo in the garden all the time. Right. And I'm like, no, and that made me, because people always say it to you. And I would be like, when I was a little kid, dogs would lick you and mum and dad would be like, don't let them do that. And I'd be like, what are you on about? When I actually started seeing dogs actually eat their own poo and like, lick their stuff and I'm like, I can't be letting you lick my face.
I feel it. I understand. I let my dog lick my face. I love him.
You got a big dog.
Yeah, it's also just trying to get the coconut oil off. It's just like, lapping it up.
Yeah, probably. So my question to you then, my would you rather question would be, we're all dog people. So if you could never see your dog or dogs again, or would you rather let them lick the inside of your mouth once a day? So you have to greet them and let them do the Vicky Patterson, let's call it that, or you never see your dogs again.
Bro, I don't know if you would survive that. Your dog's massive. That'd be like having a mattress put in your mouth. I actually don't think you could survive.
What is it like? True.
What?
Having a mattress in your mouth.
To my teeth. They're quite big. Big up Kalish.
No, rude talk. What would you do?
I think that's tricky. Can I ask a question, just like one for me? Is it like one of mine a day, or do I have to let all four do it?
Oh yeah, you're having a fivesome.
Well, I feel like
George doing lineups with his dogs. That's what it'd be like.
What a crazy sentence.
You would.
Well, it's not like that.
You'd be like the Bonnie Blue of your house.
I think Perry gets more unhinged every episode.
Right, I agree.
Come on, that's a normal thing to say.
No, it's not.
Every dog you don't do it to, you don't see. So it's almost like a pass, a daily mouthwash, and you get to see them.
My dog's breath stinks.
Yeah, no, I love Barry. I love him to me.
Is that
does.
Legit? He's a pug, and I think they get like conditions, and he's like he's getting old now. So it's like I love him to bits, but his breath boots, man.
And he's fold as well. He all stinks a bit,
doesn't it? Lay off a bit. I think I'd have to let him lick my mouth. Okay. I couldn't not see Barry.
Yeah, that's fair. But like, if it just like, because sometimes I'm like, I can't be bothered to like sort all four out, take them all out, feed them. Like, if I don't do that, they just go to, I don't know, they appear, they spawn in like mum's house or something, and someone else looks after them for the day, and then they come back. Like, they're going to be safe and set.
Yeah, they don't die, do they?
So I could just take a break from them for a few days, and then when I want to see one of them, like,
no, to keep them. They either go, you never see them again, or you've got to do it.
I thought you just meant every day I don't
do
it.
No.
Well, then, yeah, I'm probably going to have to let them have a little lick, and I can't get rid of my dogs. Dogs are like family.
Mm.
Yeah.
Family that lick the inside of your mouth.
Oh.
We're going to be interrogating Ash this week. I feel like we've had enough interrogation to last a lifetime already. It's been quite an insightful episode. Oh, thanks very kindly. You know, the Ash, five quick fire would you rathers. Here we coming go. In. Would you rather be stuck in a lift with an overly intense fan or someone who won't stop eating cheese and onion crisps loudly?
Fan?
Yep.
Would you rather only be able to watch kids' TV for a year or only be able to listen to nursery rhymes for a year?
Kids' TV.
Yeah.
Whilst hosting the Pride of Britain Awards, yep. Would you rather only be able to communicate in memes or interpretive dance?
Interpretive dance.
Yeah,
okay. Would you rather be famous for a cringe catchphrase or be introduced everywhere as Ashy Bashy?
Ashy Bashy.
Would you rather have your social media accounts run by your mum or your kids?
Oh, my mum.
Mum.
Okay. Ooh, bold choice, that.
Yeah,
why
very
is that
bold.
Bold choice.
Very bold.
Yeah, no, don't. Because no, you know, my mum gets upset about this. Don't.
Okay.
Don't mug her off.
Well, people just never see me on socials because she always chops your head off.
Yeah, she does.
Don't start on her. Mum, do you know what, mum? I love your social media posts. Mm-hmm. I love it. But.
Do you know what's crazy to me, though, when it comes to your mum using socials? If she'll go on your post, click the like reshare button and it'll go on her stories, but then she'll move the picture up to crop out the head.
No, or what she'll do is she'll add it to her story you'll go to, and before she clicks upload, she screenshots that. Then that's the thing she puts on a story whilst cropping off someone's head.
Yeah, yeah, I've seen her screenshot a reel. I've seen her screenshot a reel.
Leave her alone. No, because she, do you know what the worst part is? Mum will wait. Bearing in mind, our mum is our manager, right? She manages diversity. She will send out, like, okay, guys, we're announcing tour. Here's the tour poster. We had a big photo shoot done. All the dates are on it. This is beautiful, high class, glossy, very expensive, but it's been done. Here is the image. And she'll send it to all of us individually. She has access to the image.
Yeah, she does.
And then what she'll do is she'll wait for one of us to upload it, screenshot half of it, and then upload that. And then the other bottom half is like, I don't know, a dog wearing ballet shoes or something like that. As you put that on a story. Yeah. I'm like, you've got the image.
She loves that and AI dogs at the minute.
AI dogs.
Yeah, AI dogs doing like dogs.
Dances. Bless her. She loves it. But yeah, okay. Good choice picking, mum.
Absolutely.
When it comes to hosting Pride of Britain, you said you'd pick interpretive dance as a way to communicate as opposed to memes, which I think is a really good choice for you, because if you was communicating in memes, they'd all be from 2012. Your repertoire of memes, like your catalogue that you have in your head, is
Don't understand how you communicate in memes.
Well, you do it, and that's the funny thing.
You're
like intrusive thoughts. Yeah, when you come out with those memes, that's what you do when you was hosting. You'd be hosting Pride of Britain, you'd come out with.
Imagine hosting a whole show.
But like, welcome to the anniversary of Pride of Britain. Carol, how many years has it been now? I don't know, 21? It'd be like that.
Oh, gosh.
And then it's an icky thing.
Yeah. Then it's like, okay, bro, just shut up.
Yeah, but then now imagine me hosting a Pride of Britain in interpretive dance.
I know, but weirdly, I think people would want that.
They'd lap it up.
You think the meme thing's ickier than me hosting
it in
interpretive
dance? No, but I think if someone
dance.
Was like, oh, Ashley Banjo's hosting Pride of Britain, he's doing it through dance, they'd be like, okay.
Yeah, there will be some people out there.
That's what people expect.
Can we clarify this yet? Like, because we are members of diversity, I don't think there's an interview, a TV show, anything we do that doesn't involve someone asking you to either do a backflip or dance.
Yeah.
I did a radio interview, not even on Zoom, over the phone. They went, well, look, whilst we got you, we can't ask, can you teach us a little dance?
Yeah, has it?
I'm on the phone. What do you mean? Teach you a dance? I was like, I tried.
It happens all the time.
It happens all
the time.
What do
you mean
time.
You tried? What did you do?
I tried. So I went, all right, listen, hold your arms out straight. And I tried to teach him how to do a wave over the phone. You know, my standard thing of, so it looks like one smooth movement, but it's a series of isolations. And I was trying to explain that over the phone. And they were like, what? It's awful. It's really, really awkward.
That's horrific.
Yeah, no, interpretive dance, I'd say.
Absolutely. Yeah, okay.
I agree with you on watching kids' TV for a year, because I watch purely kids' films.
Yeah, really? Sick.
Yeah, man. I don't
Does
really
Harry Potter
things.
Count as a kids' film or not? Because I would say like the first couple, you can kind of
get away with it. It might be like teen movies.
But I wouldn't even say the last few were like teens. I think they're quite like, it's quite hard,
quite intense. But you're extreme though, Pell, kids' films or the other end of the scale. You come in and say, oh, did you see that horror? And I'm like, you love like a real horror. Whereas
and I love watching a horror and then going home and watching something super light.
Oh, really? To lift the mood?
Yeah. Well, I've said this before. If I'm not with my wife, I'm sleeping alone, I have to listen to, I have to play like a comedy or something like that off my phone. It has to be something like, I can't sleep in dead quiet and in the dark. So no. Like, do you know what's weird? My wife was out with her friend a couple of weeks ago and I was laying at home. I just got to about 10:30 and I laid down. I was like, just turn the lights off. I turned up, bro. By the time my wife got in, I was sweating. Couldn't sleep. My heart, you know, you could hear your heart in your ears.
Yeah.
Laying there in the dark on my own. No, I have to have the lights on and play like a stand-up comedy or like the In-Betweeners or something like that.
You should get some hypnotherapy.
No.
That'd be good for you.
No, because if they turn the lights off or something, like exposure therapy, they hypnotize, so I can't move. I start turning the lights off.
Right, two things on that really quick. Before Nay, obviously, it was me. So I would be in the room, not married to you, obviously, but in the room next door to you asleep, right? Jord would fall asleep. And until whatever time in the morning, I just hear Michael McIntyre's voice or Lee Evans or some comedian. And it would be like the DVD, right? So the menu would just play again and again. Oh, and I'd just be laying there like that with the sound of whatever comedian.
I knew like Lenny Henry, Lee Evans, Michael McIntyre, all their shows. I knew them off by heart. John Bishop.
He used to fall asleep to a comedy DVD every night.
Yeah, that's
it's quite weird. As like a 9, 10-year-old. My mum and dad would be like, right, we're going Blockbuster. What are you going to get? I'd be like, anything stand-up. I just watch stand-up. Yeah,
that's why you're a funny guy.
And secondly, little fact for you. Cool. You know you're saying about hearing your heartbeat or whatever.
Yeah.
There is I can't remember where it is, but there is a chamber they've built.
Bro, I've seen this.
Have you seen this? Where it's essentially, they've built it to be the most silent place ever, like most silent place on earth. And they've made it so, they've insulated it in such a way that when you go in there, I think that we can hear down to 0 decibels. And I think the sound in there is like -20 decibels or something, to the point where it's so quiet, you can literally hear, people have reported hearing your heartbeat or your blood flow and your joints creak. And they say that if you can stay in there for a set amount of time, you win a huge cash prize and no one can do it because it's too quiet.
Whoa.
It's like, how nuts is that?
Let's work that in the MBEs.
Nah, man.
What, go into the silent room?
Yeah.
I get freaked out if I wear like if I put my headphones on, like they're like noise cancelling. It freaks me out. I can hear, if I can see people moving and talking, I'm like, oh, I have to take them off. Freaks me out, man. Scares the life out of me. Honestly, it does.
I hear it.
And then, would you rather be stuck in a lift with an overly intense fan or someone eating crisps? You picked fan, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is a good choice, because I'll be real. If I can smell something that someone's eating in like a place where you wouldn't know, restaurant's fine, but in like a room, if we were here right now, I could smell your crisps. It makes you feel a bit sick.
Yeah, I was speaking to, with my girlfriend the other day about how we think the worst smell in the world is a kid's packed lunch.
That's a good point.
It is.
Yeah, a kid's lunchroom, room at school.
But weirdly, you can just open a lunchbox and you get the smell.
The smell,
and
yeah.
That could be full of foods that I love. But that smell is grim.
And it's could be empty.
Yeah.
I know exactly what you're saying. I think that was a good choice.
That's an idea for a candle, isn't it?
Kids'
packed lunch. Oh my God, imagine starting a range of like horrible smelling candles.
I think that's a thing.
Yeah, could be an idea, right?
No, kids, I think it's been done.
I think that's
at least I was on something. Just
well, you wasn't.
Yeah. No, I was.
I think we should do something, right? Sometimes I get tired of always standing up. So I don't know what it'd be called, but imagine if there's something you could just almost sit down on, like a chair, something like that.
Ooh.
That's basically what you've done. Like, you've invented something that's very obvious, you know, no offense, but.
Can I just talk about the fan for a minute?
Okay.
Because I'm going to get a bit mushy. I thought I was onto something, and I was onto something, because it was an original idea to me.
Yes. Yeah.
Really cool.
I'll get bullied here.
Is there anything to talk about? Go on.
You know when you said about being stuck in the lift of a fan? I think about this sometimes, and I'll be real. It's not all the time.
No, please carry on, man.
Yeah, go on.
Okay, I'm so sorry.
It's not all the time that you want to be like, you know, people come up to you or whatever.
Oh, wow. That's really buggy, man. Bugging you right off.
Sorry, carry on.
Carry on.
Or start.
I'm not carrying on there, though, wait.
Commence. No, it's mushy. You're in the lift.
Wait, Pell, not to make this into one of those things, but I'll carry on one more time.
Yeah, okay. Pell, you got this.
And if you laugh.
Yeah.
If you laugh.
Yeah.
Oh, show some respect. This is the man who invented candles. So.
I didn't invent. 1 minute. Why is this turned around on me?
I don't know.
Why couldn't you just say Ash? I think that already exists and then move on.
We did, and you doubled down on it. You didn't realise that's what we were trying to say. You're like, yeah, I think that's a really good idea. We was like, yeah, no, we're saying it already exists, bro. Right, cool. We're locked in. You're fine.
Last one.
Let's go.
I was basically just saying that I think about being stuck in the lift. I think about being stuck in the lift with a fan. Yeah. And I think to myself, I said it to the boys before, but you know, like sometimes, let's be honest, yeah, you don't always want people to come up to you and ask for pictures or whatever. Sometimes you just want to be, you're just human, you want to be left alone, right? But at the same time, I never take it for granted because I think it would be a sad day when people don't ask.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Agreed.
And so, like, I genuinely try to, even though sometimes you don't always want to be bothered, I try to value it is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I think that's very, very important.
All the time I try to value it.
Yeah.
Very grateful for the fans. Yeah. So, you know, when you get the really intense ones.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say that there's some fans that have followed us along the journey that were like maybe like kids when they first started coming to watch. And then now they're just like, they're adults, they've got jobs, and you don't see them. And you're like, oh, I've not seen them in forever. And it feels weird 100%. When they're not like front row.
And there are people that come all the time and they watch the shows and they pay the money. And I look and sometimes I'm like, we all do. Well, not everyone, but a lot of us do. Always take the time to stop. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And do you know what?
That's funny. I really enjoyed the serious tone, but it just hit me out of nowhere. I'm so sorry. And it was actually a really lovely bit of chat.
Do you know what? I'm gonna talk direct to the Brolos.
Yeah, please.
I'm gonna ignore
please.
Jordan Pell and just say that.
I'm gonna ignore
you both and just say all of you guys out there that are fans of DV support us genuinely. Love you guys. Much appreciated. And we...
He's run out. Your candle's in the post. Right.
Right, let's move on.
I've got to say, Kia, because two people who do really, really support us, legends, Ross and Ben.
Take Ross and Ben.
Yeah, Ross and Ben.
Yeah, absolute legends.
Yeah, they're dancers themselves. Mm. They come and visit the studio. Mm-hmm. They come and see all of our shows. Mm-hmm. They're from Ireland, right? They really make time to come over and visit us. And, you know, they've been massive supporters. They've actually sent in a Would You Rather.
Sick.
So two Brolos here, they've said, would you rather spend the first 50 years of your life working hard than afterwards have complete freedom to do anything, or the first 50 years with freedom, but then you have to spend the rest of your life working hard? So, right, let's set some parameters on this. When we say the freedom to do anything, I'm assuming we mean that, like,
it's your retirement, right?
You've got enough money to do anything you want to do. You know, people go on cruises or go on holiday or do this or do that. You can have that for the first 50 years and then work really hard. Or so basically you do the retirement model but flipped on his head. I think that's actually quite interesting because initially, straight away, I want to go do whatever I want for the first 50 years because obviously I'm still within that time frame. I'm 32. I think, I've still got another 18 years left of it. And then, it's not far from 50, is it? Then 18 years left, do that, and then just work really hard. But when you're older and you're this, do you want to be working, like, grinding day in, day out, like working really hard for the rest of your life when you're like 70, 80 years old? I know some people don't have a choice. Mm. Some people do have to do that regardless. Like, they don't have the retirement plan set up there. But do you want to do that?
I think the grass is ever greener. If I'm completely honest, I think you'll always moan now, like you'd want to switch it. But then if you got to 50 years old, then you have to start putting the graft in. I think that's hard, man.
Yeah.
I don't think you can do that.
That's true.
But I also hear a lot of people say, like, I don't want to get old and then have the money to spend that. Because then you're like, then you can't do the things that you could do.
Luckily, 50's not old. Like, I know you're like a lot of 50-year-olds.
Absolutely. But then it feels like your time's limited. It feels like after a certain amount of time, you're kind of...
I think it's easy.
Oh, go on. What are you saying?
Personally, because I feel that, like, This is the logic on it for me, right? Where we're getting into right now, I think people are going to live for so long. Like, there is a breaking point where it's called, anyway, basically where science outperforms aging. So we essentially develop medicine and technology faster than we age. And there's, I can't remember what it's called, but there's a breaking point there, right? Where they say that we will be able to just essentially fix ourselves and we'll just live like for a long time, right? And we're close.
Do you think that's going to happen within our time?
Absolutely.
Right? You're joking.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. I think it's called longevity escape velocity, something like that. Okay. Right. And you basically can just live for a long, long time. And I think we're going to be there pretty soon.
Yeah.
So number one, we'll live longer. Number two, you see, like for the first 20 years of your life from being like a kid all the way up, like you don't really need money. Like you do to like go to college or have fun. But really, there's a big period of your life where like just the simple things in life are just
the best.
Mm. Like, I remember all of like the memories that we'll probably have as kids will just be fun stuff, right?
Yeah.
And so then, you see that like 20 to 50 age, like when you're, I don't know, like you've got to work hard or you've got all the energy, you're doing whatever. Like sometimes I think about it with Pell. I think Pell goes off on these city trips and does whatever. He's just living life. Now imagine getting to them being older and then going, now I can look after my family. I can like live that life, set up and just literally, essentially 50 is like a young retirement age.
Yeah. If you can retire at 50, you're winning, mate.
Why you would have all the money, set yourself up with a certain lifestyle, especially when you don't, as a kid, don't really need it, and then have to work hard.
Yeah, it's true.
So I think the only thing for me, working hard, any working parent out there will know this, sometimes it is a little bit heartbreaking, especially if you're in the category of work, because some people work really, really, really hard, but they might like glee and it's like, it's a 9 to 5. It's a really, really like tough, arduous 9 to 5. Like it requires everything, it zaps everything when you're there, but they come home and they can kind of disconnect a little bit and it's like time at home. And even though you say that you try and disconnect, you probably end up bringing some of your work home with you, and there's stress and this and that, but you're home.
Yeah.
For us, there's periods of the year with touring and stuff like that. Like that 23 to 24, it was basically a year, you just wasn't there. You just wasn't at home.
Yeah.
And you have to try. And like, same for us. For us, it worked out because obviously we were staying back a bit more with Kiss and stuff like that. But it was a good 7-8 months where we just wasn't at home.
Yeah.
And then coming up next year, it'll be the same thing again. We go back out on tour and we do more shows and all that kind of stuff. And then I kind of think like, like you're working as hard as you can. And, you know, we're super fortunate and our kids, therefore, are really, really fortunate and get to live certain parts of that. And I'm not trying to go down like the normal route of people going, like, you know, I'd rather you be there. And because at the end of the day, all parents have got work. And it's just our work. It's just our job, right? But I do think, oh, how sick would it be to right now be able to just do whatever I wanted to do, whenever I wanted to do with my kids as well at the same time? Like, basically have like unlimited resource with them now.
But one thing I would say is that at this age, I feel whether it be at work, at home, whatever, it's not the money that changes your impact on their life. I think it's just your presence. So like, I feel that even if you had to work hard, doesn't specify how you have to work hard. So I just feel that you could make like a solid life. People do have to work really hard and still bring up kids all the time. But then reaching that point where it's like, now we're like, boom, we've done that period. They're a bit older, you're older. The relief would be, but imagine that the other way around. You live a life of like,
because I guess openness, when I'm 50,
and then you get to 50 and it goes,
that's
crazy. I guess when I'm 50, my oldest, well, Cass would be 25 when I'm 50. So I guess that's like, or 26 when I'm 50. 26 and 50, like if you, there's like you said, there's young 50 year olds out there, like people who look after themselves and keep themselves in check. So I guess if you have worked really hard, then you can still enjoy that time with them as adults as well and stuff like that. I don't know, it's a tricky one.
It's a hard one.
I always end up thinking about stuff like that because, you know, we always make a joke about it and I say I'm a whore for money, but I always end up thinking about like the last couple of years, I had to really think about work-life balance because in my head it was just like more, keep working, keep going, keep doing this, keep doing that, keep earning this to earn this, to spend that and do this and buy this and
on the cycle.
And you just find yourself in that cycle. Eventually it gets to the point you have to go, oh, I might have to.
Yeah.
Especially in our kind of industry, there are so many opportunities that are really crazy and cool. And, you know, look, it is kind of right. You've got some people who have grafting their flipping knackers off for like not a lot. Do you know what I mean? We're lucky enough to be given all these different opportunities and stuff, and they are fun, but it is still hard working, but it does require that you're away for a lot. So I've actually paid quite a bit of thought to it.
I hear it. It is hard, actually. It's not as straightforward, actually. It is hard. So what are you picking?
Work first, retire after.
Really?
Yeah. Because I do hear your point about the first 50 years. If you do that, the first kind of 15, 20 years of it, you kind of don't really need all that dough. And I actually think, imagine, if I had unlimited resource as a 16-year-old, I think I would have just been a bit of an absolute, I would have been an absolute knobhead, I think.
Oh yeah, it would change you.
Like unlimited resource, you're going around. I think you just act like a bit of a...
Yeah, it would change you, 100%.
Bell, do you know what I mean?
And then you'd probably be depressed when you have to work.
Yeah, exactly. Do you know what? You put it like that. I think that's the answer.
Absolutely, man.
Good one from Ross and Ben.
Thanks, Ross and Ben.
Yeah, well done.
And it is time, guys. It is time for what I have been manifesting since the beginning of the show. Ashley Banjo's Massive Big Head.
Nice.
Oh, right.
Get the wheel.
I mean, if you want to spin the wheel, we can. But we all know it's going to be Jules.
Okay. Oh, it's that.
We set a new thing. Remember, I'm spinning it.
No.
Whoever did last week's one spins it.
Oh. Right. That changed it.
Don't laugh from there. Give it a wheel. Okay. Give it a wheel.
You can have it.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to face it to the camera, but I just kind of want to see it as well, so there can be no spin disputed. 3, 2, 1.
I've manifested it, to be honest. So that's what it's going
to
be.
I'm actually shook off to the core.
Oh, yeah, Ash. That's what I said.
Ash.
No, I knew it was going to happen. That's what I'm trying to say. It's one of those things.
So
you know when you know, guys. You know. You know.
Jordan Banjo.
It's been rigged.
It's taken on. You know what I mean? The MB for the second week in a row. Let's find our mystery bot.
See?
And it's
bro,
back on Jordan again.
It's been rigged. Look, it can't not land on me.
No,
what have you not done?
This will now
if this
pale.
Lands on me
No,
again.
This will be pale. I can feel it in my bones.
Yeah, it was me. It was me. He done it. Whoa! Nice! You right?
Right. Gosh. Honestly, I want to celebrate, but I knew it was going to happen. So, right, Jules, here we go.
Here we go. Let's wrap this ep up, shall we? Ready? So take your pick.
Oh,
take your pick.
We love to see it.
First one. Would you rather
wear a pregnancy contraction machine for the whole episode?
Yes.
Oh, I've wanted someone to have that. I knew it was in there. That is. Oh my god.
That was from
iconic.
Katie.
Thank you, Katie.
Fantastic suggestion.
And I know how. Well, I don't know how awful that is because I've never gone through contractions. But based on witnessing it quite a few times, no, thank you.
Or.
Emily, like 3 of someone's Instagram posts from 2016, you boys choose.
Yes!
Contraction.
That's a good one.
Contraction.
No, think about it.
Contraction.
Really?
Contraction.
And we're in control of it.
Because you'll get me divorced. You'll get me divorced. Contraction. You will get me divorced and I'm not having it. Contraction.
Really?
Contraction.
Okay.
Contraction.
I was just going to pick a friend.
Contraction.
Yeah, and he's picked contraction. So thank
right.
you so much for...
I cannot wait.
Joining us.
Wait, can we just clarify? Next week, Jules wearing...
For the whole episode, but I get to control it, she says.
Who?
Katie says, wear pregnancy contraction for the whole episode.
No.
You get to control it.
No.
You only have
you liar.
Every
he doesn't say that. That's a lie, but it's going to be fun. Me and Ash are going to be in control.
Oh.
He's going to be in pain. It's going to be fun. Make sure you don't miss it.
Don't miss it.
And thanks for joining us in this episode of Brothers Uncovered. Thanks for joining us still. Please comment and like and subscribe and send it to your friends and your aunt and your uncle and Vicky Patterson's dog. see you next week.
Peace. Bye.
This was a Rayo Original Podcast.